Tiger, T-I-G-E-R, Dozier, D-O-Z-I-E-R, date of birth 10-28-59. Today's date is 2/27/24, face-to-face evaluation. It's a 64-year-old woman, used to be on hospice with history of congestive heart failure, comorbidities including hyperlipidemia, hypertension, depression, history of rheumatoid arthritis, diabetes, diabetic neuropathy, renal failure, history of multiple embolism, peripheral vascular disease, and left above the knee amputation with contractures of the hands, lower extremity on the right side, and edema, period. The paragraph patient was on oxygen at one time, on or about January the 9th, patient, this is a new paragraph, on or about January the 9th, the family found her quite confused. They transferred her to the emergency room where she revoked hospice. They found that she's had a new lacunar stroke, subsequently required a visit to get her stronger, was admitted to rehab for physical therapy period. During the rehab, patients lost weight, at least 5 pounds per daughter. She's now bowel and bladder incontinent. She's no longer able to get up, period. New paragraph. Her blood sugars are stable. She has a stage 1 decubitus ulcer with redness. The daughter and I talked about using whey, W-H-E-Y protein, to help with the built up of her low albumin and low protein, period. New paragraph, she's no longer off oxygen because basically she refuses to wear it, period. She continues to smoke, period. New paragraph. The lower extremity edema is improved during the hospitalization. Patient is short of breath with any kind of activity, but as I mentioned, she's now totally bedbound, totally ADL dependent with weight loss and bowel and bladder incontinent, period. In paragraph, she still requires her albuterol, even though she's not on O2 at this time. Patient's primary caregiver is Marshall, M-A-R-S-H-A-L, who is her daughter. And I have been able to get most of her history, especially regarding the hospitalization, from Marshall, period. Patient's blood sugar is hovering around 90 because of volume depletion and not eating. We talked about increasing fluid intake. Blood sugars are stable and not requiring any medications at this time. Pain appears to be under control. The stump at the left above the knee amputation is showing no evidence of breakdown since hospitalization. Thank you.